I want to talk to you this morning about I have all I need. And from the Word of God, Psalm 23, beginning at verse 1. The Lord is my shepherd. I have all that I need. He lets me rest in green meadows. He leads me beside peaceful streams. He renews my strength. He guides me along right paths, bringing honor to His name. Even when I walk through the darkest valley, I will not be afraid, for You are close beside me. Your rod and Your staff protect and comfort me. You prepare a feast for me in the presence of my enemies. You honor me by anointing my head with oil. My cup overflows with blessings. Surely Your goodness and Your unfailing love will pursue me all the days of my life, and I will live in the house of the Lord forever. This is the Word of God for the people of God. Thanks be unto God. The Lord is my shepherd. I have all I need. These words are part of the most familiar psalm in all the Bible. And more than that, they are part of the most familiar song in the literature of the world. More people, I would wager, can recite this song from memory more than any other passage in the Word of God, with the possible exception of John 3:16. Whether in joy or sorrow, youth or age, more have found their way to it and have found it in their hearts a blessing than any other song that was ever sung. One writer says, "There is no sea that it has not crossed, no land it has not visited, no road that it has not traveled. It has been thumbed by beggars and kings, by little children and silver-haired pilgrims." Tempest-tossed souls have also sung it as they were pounded by fists of persecution, or as they were braving the heartbreak of lonely exile. Dying saints surrounded by loved faces have found it a soft pillow upon which to rest as they slipped into their last sleep. Martyrs have found it calm and comforting as they went to meet God in the winding sheets of flame. These words have long been credited to David, the shepherd king. They were not written in the springtime of life, but they were written at a time when he had lived through much, he had experienced much, he thought much, he greatly sinned, and had been forgiven much. And I think as he wrote this, strumming on whatever instrument was at hand, he remembered that he too had been a shepherd, and that he remembered his sheep by name, that they knew his voice and would come and follow his voice. And that little sheep over there has a scar, and he remembers when he rescued that sheep out of the paw of the bear. And another one that had the marks of being rescued out of the mouth of the lion. And more than one sleepless night he spent on the hills in search of a foolish sheep that seemed to be the one that was always getting lost. "I too have a shepherd," he says. "There is one who has loved me and sought me all my wanderings. There is one whose gentleness has made me great. There is one who is the God and the only one that I want. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. I have all that I need." What an incredible thing this is. He dares to claim God as his own. He doesn't say God is a shepherd, the Lord is a shepherd. He says the Lord is my shepherd. And you cannot say that without being excited that the God of all this is my shepherd. Think of the stars as they spin in the heavens, the world as it spins on its axis. The God of all this is my shepherd. And everything looks different when we can look at something and call it our own. And I think of a time, and you've experienced this time, when we clustered around a cradle. And we looked in there at the little guy or the little gal as in her health or his health, trying to eat her fist. And they're trying to eat his foot. And we would say, oh my, what a beautiful baby. But there was one who would look into that cradle and say, that's my baby. That's my child. That sweet mother love. That's my baby. And so it may be with us. We have God for our very own. If the Lord is our shepherd, what follows as naturally as night follows day, and day follows night, I shall not want. I have all that I need. He's able to supply all our needs, and there is none else who can. We've heard it say that money talks. But after we have all the money, the deep needs of the heart cannot be met. We're thankful for the gift of finance, but the deepest needs of the heart can't be met by that. Knowledge is power, we say, but even that knowledge is weak in the midst of life's greatest needs. Love and friendship are blessings of unspeakable value, but not even these can satisfy the deepest longings and hungers of the heart. There's only one thing that can, only one person who can, and that is our Lord, who is our shepherd. And we sing with David, the Lord is my shepherd. Well, what are some of the things that He will supply? What are some of the wants? What are some of the needs? I have all I need, we say. I shall not want. What are some of those needs and wants that are supplied? First of all, if the Lord is our shepherd, we shall not want for rest and refreshment. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. Sheep lie down in green pastures because they're satisfied. They've eaten, they've drank, they're full. And the shepherd is there with them, and they feel secure. And the same good shepherd meets our needs. I am the bread of life, he declares. He that cometh unto me shall never hunger. He that believeth on me shall never thirst. And with complete confidence, he says, and we believe and we receive, he can satisfy the deepest longings of our soul. And he stands in our presence today as he stood centuries ago, and he says, come unto me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. For I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest for your souls. Secondly, the Lord is our shepherd. With the Lord as our shepherd, we shall not want for leadership and guidance. He leadeth me beside still waters. That means that He has gone before us, has mapped out the path, has known our unknown tomorrow before we reach it. A shepherd would do that. He would explore where there's water, where there was still water, where there was good water. And he's gone before and he's found that place. We have not passed this way before, but our shepherd has. It's not a new way or a strange way to him who goes before us. In one of my cruise talks, I talk about the way we used to find ourselves going from one place to another, how we would navigate out and navigate back, whether we were on land or on sea. And there was a time when map makers would draw the world as they knew it, and then out from that they would put the waters of the sea, and they would write in the margin, here there be dragons, Here there be demons. But the psalmist in Psalm 139, verse 9, says there's no dragons out there. There's no demons out there. He says, if I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost part of the sea, even there thy hand leadeth me and thy right hand will uphold me. Whatever lies beyond today, we can be sure of this. God is there. He always goes before. Not only does the Good Shepherd go before us, He gives us guidance. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness, or He guideth me in the paths of righteousness. How much we need that guidance. How often we've come to the fork in the road and we don't know which way to go. Which way is life calling us? Which way does the Lord want us to travel? Is there one who knows and one who is willing to guide? There's an old hymn, number 277. It was written by John Cardinal Newman, who was the son of the man who wrote Amazing Grace. And he asks, lead kindly light amid the encircling gloom. And we wonder, is there really a kindly light? And he's referring to the Lord, of course, who leads where we're willing to be led. Listen, lead kindly light amid the encircling gloom. Lead thou me on. The night is dark and I am far from home. Lead thou me on, keep thou my feet. I do not ask to see the distance seen. One step enough for me. I was not ever thus, nor prayed that thou shouldst lead me on. I love to choose and see my path, but now lead thou me on. I love the garish day, and spite of fears, pride ruled my will. Remember not my past years. So long thy power hath blessed me, sure it still will lead me on, or moor and fen, or crag and torrent, till at last the night is gone. And with the morn those angel faces smile, which I have long since loved and lost a while. Lead kindly light and lead me on. And John quotes Jesus. When He, the Spirit of truth, is come, He will guide you. And Matthew quotes Jesus. I tell you not to worry about everyday life. Whether you have enough food and drink or enough clothes to wear, isn't life more than food and your body more than clothing? Look at the birds. They don't plant or harvest or store food in barns, for your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not far more valuable to Him than they are? He will lead us day by day. He will enable us to say with a conviction born of experience what the writer of Proverbs said, in all thy ways acknowledge Him and He will direct thy paths. Or make it personal, in all my ways I will acknowledge Him and He will direct my paths. Or as the New Living Translation says, seek His will in all you do and He will show you which path to take. Our Lord, teach us that. Third, with the Lord as our shepherd, we may hope for restoration. He restoreth my soul. And that word restore has two possible meanings. It means to bring back to health and strength one who is sick. And restore also means to bring back the one that was lost and bring it back to the fold. After all of our defeats, after all of our failures, we can win. The days pass and little seems to change, but here is one who stands and shouts, old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. And that's the words of the Apostle Paul as he wrote to the Corinthians in his second letter. Old things are passed away. All things are become new. Fourth, with the Lord as our shepherd, we shall not want for companionship and comfort. The good shepherd leads us to green pastures and beside the still waters, but sometimes the road changes with bewildering suddenness, and it's no longer smooth. It's no longer easy, but it's wild and rugged. But our shepherd does not forsake us. The King James says, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me." And the New Living Translation says, "Yes, even though I walk through the valley of deepest darkness," saying death isn't the only dark valley. Because as believers in Jesus Christ, it's just a little bit of darkness, but the bright light is beyond. But there are times when there are health issues and home issues and work issues, and there are valleys of darkness. And even here, the psalmist says, we find our shepherd who gives us comfort and companionship. He not only walks with us in the darkness, but he brings us through it. Clovis Chappell, who was a Methodist pastor who served 41 years, died in 1972 at the age of 90, recounted a trip on a train. "Recently," he says, "I was making a journey by train through a country of wild and rugged beauty. The landscape on every side was flooded with golden sunshine, and suddenly it was dark as the blackest midnight. Looking through the car windows, I could see nothing at all, but I was not afraid. I knew we had entered a tunnel. It was not a terminus, but a thoroughfare. Therefore, we would soon pass through and into the sunlight again. Even so, the Good Shepherd will not leave us in the dark valley. He will bring us through into the sunshine." The psalmist said in chapter 30, verse 5, "Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning." And finally, with the Lord as our shepherd, we have a home at the end of our journey. "Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever." When the sun is set and the day is done, does the shepherd leave the sheep alone? Out on the hills? Out in the darkness? When night comes, that's when their greatest danger is. And that's when they need him the most. He leaves the flock and never rests until every one of them is safe within the fold. And may we not expect as much from our good shepherd who lays down his life for the sheep? Will he love us and lead us all through our pilgrimage only to forsake us at the moment when our deepest needs are in effect and obvious? Will he hold our hands in his until we reach that ditch that we call the grave and then fling us into it and turn his back on us forever? Oh no. When the evening shadows gather, the Good Shepherd is going to lead us home. And there where he is, there we may be also. He loves us too much. He's invested too much in us to fling us away. One more hymn. Elizabeth Selfain, who died in 1869 at age 38 and was a songwriter, 8 of which remain, wrote this one based on Luke 15, the parable of the lost sheep. "There were 99 that safely lay in the shelter of the fold, but one was out on the hills far away from the gates of gold, away on the mountains wild and bare, away from the tender shepherd's care. Lord, thou hast here thy 99, are they not enough for thee? But the shepherd made answer, This of mine has wandered away from me. And although the road be rough and steep, I go to the desert to find my sheep. But none of the ransomed ever knew how deep were the waters crossed, nor how dark was the night that the Lord passed through ere he found his sheep that was lost. Far out in the desert he heard its cry, 'twas sick and helpless and ready to die. Lord, whence are those blood drops all the way that mark out the mountain's track? They were shed for one who had gone astray ere the shepherd could bring him back. Lord, whence are thy hands so rent and torn? They're pierced tonight by many a thorn. And all through the mountains, thunder-riven, and up the rocky steep, there arose a glad cry to the gates of heaven. Rejoice, I have found my sheep. And the angels echoed around the throne, rejoice, for the Lord brings back his own. Rejoice, for the Lord brings back his own. I've often thought that that wandering lost sheep's name was David. Could find more ways to get lost and more trouble to get into than any other sheep in the fold. And with this songwriter, rejoice, for the Lord brings back his own. Put your name in there and sing that song. Rejoice, for the Lord brings back his own.